There's hope that the concerns over nitrite levels in water supplies west of Commerce could come to an end as early as the first week of September. The North Hunt Special Utility District, which provides water to rural customers in Hunt and Fannin counties, issued a statement on August 8th that high nitrite levels had been identified in water systems serving customers along County Road 4511, County Road 2874, and County Road 4400, all west of Commerce and outside the city limits. The statement cautioned that infants under the age of 6 months should not drink the water.
Nitrites come from fertilizer and it, you know, being injected in the ground, so it could affect your wells and everything. But it's weird that it would be high and then low, and we haven't done any changes. We haven't changed the source of the water.
That's North Hunt General Manager Stacy Nicholson. The district purchases all of its water from the City of Commerce. The utilities manager for the City of Commerce, Brian Creed, said that fluctuating levels of nitrites in municipal water systems are typically the result of nitrogen fertilizers somehow affecting the water supply.
It can be in a formation underground in your well. Everything I know to be true. Typically, that doesn't come and go. You know, if the well tests positive for nitrites, it doesn't come and go. So, and the only other thing I do know about is fertilization. Is you have farmers sometimes inject directly nitrogen gas into the ground that can leach into your system, and it builds the nitrite compounds. So those are the only two things I'm aware of that can happen in a public water system.
Creed says that the City of Commerce water has tested clean with nitrite levels below the detectable threshold. So presumably the nitrites entered the North Hunt water after the water had already passed from the City of Commerce system into the North Hunt system. The testing is done by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Their August 5th test returned levels of 1.51 milligrams per liter of nitrites in those areas west of Commerce. That's just barely over the levels that would require North Hunt to issue an alert. 1 week later, on August 12th, North Hunt contracted a private laboratory based in Kilgore, Analab, to conduct a test. Nicholson said that test returned nitrite levels at about 0.3, well below the levels found by TCEQ a week before, and also well below the levels that would require an alert statement. But TCEQ doesn't recognize tests done outside of their monitoring system. Normally, water utilities get tested about every 3 months, but North Hunt requested that TCEQ come back out and test again so that hopefully that test could come back clean and the alert statement could be discontinued. Today, TCEQ told North Hunt that another official state test should be completed by August 28th, and that result should be available 3 to 4 days after then. August 28th is the Thursday before Labor Day, so allowing for the 3-day weekend, it's possible that North Hunt Special Utility District and its customers could learn the test results by September 3rd or 4th.